Islam in daily life.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Islam in Daily Life, which is prepared by Dr. Saeed Ali Nabi. Islam is a way of life, providing guidelines to every aspect of our lives. It is, in other words, a religion of daily life. This clearly leads us to the conclusion that Muslims are not to look for guidance in any other direction. Islam is sufficient and complete as far as guidance to mankind is concerned. If we go through the Quran, we find that a number of verses start with the phrase, O you who believe. These verses are interspersed throughout the Quranic text and contain important guidelines for our daily life. These verses clearly refute the idea that Islam is not a religion in the sense in which many other religions are explained and understood, and in the light of which the relationship of man with God is defined. Islam, these verses make abundantly clear, is not a set of dogma, myths, and ceremonial rituals. Neither is it one ready to tolerate a dichotomy between the secular and the spiritual. Man's life on this earth is one indivisible reality, and he is to be an obedient being to his Creator in all of his actions and movements. Some of the Quranic verses which start with the words, O you who believe, are mentioned here to enable us to appreciate the guidance they contain for our daily life. O you who believe, seek help with patient perseverance and prayer, for God is with those who patiently persevere. And say not of those who are slain in the way of God, they are dead, nay, they are living, though you perceive it not. The above verses tell us that a believer, in the truest sense of the word, is one who is told to make the utmost effort to submit his will to the will of Allah. He is purchased by Allah because, in exchange for his life and property on this earth, Allah grants him heavenly bliss. It is forbidden to call him dead if he lays down his life as a martyr in the field of jihad for a religious cause. A martyr is successful both in this world and in the world hereafter. He has an eternal life. The object is that Allah patronizes him, and he becomes fearless of death, combats infidelity with full consistency of thought and action, is ever ready to lay down his life in the cause of truth, and knows for certain that it is individuals, not races, that pass away. But in the eyes of Allah, such individuals are very much alive. In the preceding verse, the faithful were persuaded to submit to the will of Allah and to pray. We are given to understand that chastity of life demands pure food in order that we may remain grateful to our sustainer, Allah, as the following verse tells us. O you who believe, eat of the good things that we have provided for you, and be grateful to God, if it is Him you worship. In the following verse is the definition of prohibited eatables, which are totally repugnant to the sacred nature and taste of a faithful. He hath only forbidden you dead meat and blood, and the flesh of swine, and that on which any other name hath been invoked besides that of God. But if one is forced by necessity, without willful disobedience, nor transgressing due limits, then is he guiltless, for God is oft forgiving, most merciful. It must be known for certain that pure and chaste food alone helps in the development of a personality befitting a Muslim and purifies his thoughts and actions. O you who believe, enter into Islam wholeheartedly, and follow not the footsteps of the evil one, for he is to you an avowed enemy. If you backslide after the clear signs have come to you, then know that God is exalted in power, wise. Since we have had the blessings of Islam, we should accept it then wholeheartedly and enter its fold fully, so that we may achieve happiness here and also in the hereafter. Wholehearted acceptance means not only full belief, but also complete submission in thought and deed. Beware, do not fall prey to such selfishness as may make you forgetful of your mission and lead you astray. Who can save one from Allah's wrath if one fails? In another verse, which begins with the words, O you who believe, Muslims are advised to act here and now and to discipline the self. For the world is the field of action and life after death offers no chance to act. Avail yourself fully of the opportunities offered, for this is the real spirit of virtuous conduct. O you who believe, spend out of the bounties we have provided for you before the day comes when no bargaining will avail, nor friendship, nor intercession. Those who reject faith, they are the wrongdoers. This world is the place to earn what is good for the life after death, because it is faith and virtuous deeds that will count in the next world. There, antipathy will be rampant among human souls, except the virtuous ones. Surely, those who do not strengthen their faith by virtuous deeds are destined to eternal misfortune and will never deserve Allah's keen, infinite mercy and beneficence. We are commanded to spend in the way of Allah, to give alms for the sake of pomp and show, and to oblige others renders charity totally invalid and brings Allah's wrath upon us. O you who believe, cancel not your charity by reminders of your generosity or by injury, like those who spend their substance to be seen of men, but believe neither in God nor in the last day. They are in parable like a hard, barren rock, on which is a little soil. On it falls heavy rain, which leaves it just a bare stone. They will be able to do nothing with aught they have earned, and God guideth not those who reject faith. And with this we come to the end of this edition of Islam in Daily Life. Islam in Daily Life is prepared each week by Dr. Saeed Ali Nabi.
Islam in Daily Life.